magic. I was gonna spend the summer at the beach with my friends. Yeah, well, she said hello and sat down in the sand. I asked her, hey, what's your name? She said, oh, don't you know, all my friends call me Rock and Roll. Goodbye, Rock and Roll. You blew my mind, but you saved my soul. Sometimes I feel just like letting go. Oh, 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 oh. Goodbye, Rock and Roll. That's okay, she didn't seem to care. Oh, she liked my tan, she liked my beach towel, she even liked my hair. Oh, isn't the night on Tamarack Beach, our beach fire was burning low. When the morning came, she held my hand and said, to go.
Class walk, class walk, class walk, class walk. something on my mind.
Good stuff there from R.L. Burnside, Jumper Hanging Out on the Line from 1978. Just before that, some sounds there from Deerhoof, Paradise Girls. I took that out of the Start Your Own Fucking Show Space record. I could say that. It's my station. Damn straight. Out on Famous Class Records from 2016. It's a triple LP compilation. Ty Siegel in there off of the Fudge Sandwich Covers LP from 2018, doing a Dills cover of Class War, started off with Chip Kinman of the Dills. Rank and File, many, many great bands out of his self-titled release that just came out a few months back. So Long Rock and Roll, the name of the track. Great pleasure talking to Chip Kinman. Check out Chip and his band playing at Bottom of the Hill Friday, May 29th. Doors at 8, show at 8:30. Wheelchair accessible, 21 and over. Go see the show. John Hell, that's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights. I got Daniel hanging out in the studio. I got Darms hanging out in the studio. The door's open. The fan is on. People are walking by. It's great. It's a good night to be in the Mission District. Daniel, you have any stuff, anything for us tonight? What's going on at the MAB? What's not going on at the MAB?
I can't. I'm sad.
What's going on at the MAB? Do you have any shows?
May 26th.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Major Accident upstairs on Broadway. They're a first wave UK punk band. They're really fucking good.
And supposedly their first San Francisco show
ever.
And they've been around since like 1976.
77. Yeah.
They played in LA. They never played San Francisco. Major Accident.
Yeah, they had their show canceled when they were supposed to play here in 85.
All right. And who else is on the bill?
Cross Checked. Monster Squad, and I'm trying to do this off memory, and I think it's Ultra Sect.
Okay.
I think they're on there.
Sure, why not?
I think so. This is memory.
Do you want to give away tickets?
Yeah, isn't that a good idea?
I think we were told by the most remarkably awesome human in the world.
But who's that?
Katrina.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think many people get more amazing. Sure, of course we can give tickets away. So if you want to go see Major Accident, is this what we're saying? If you want to go see Major Accident, you got to follow Radio Valencia on the Instagram. Go follow Radio Valencia on the Instagram. That's just at Radio Valencia. Go follow us. Hit us up right now over at Radio... over at Radio Valencia on over at on Instagram and tell us that you want to go see Major Accident on May 26th.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? All
Tuesday.
Right.
Tuesday. It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday night show.
So clear your schedule. Get fired from your job so you don't have to do, so you don't have to, what's that? We're pointing.
Is it upstairs or downstairs?
It's upstairs.
It's on Broadway then. It's on Broadway. Tuesday, May 26th. It's an all ages show. If you want to go see it, follow us on Radio Valencia. On Instagram, tell us, hey, I want to go see the show. We'll give you a pair of tickets. How's that? Is that good?
I think that's good.
First wave British punk band, Major Accident, coming to town. Thanks. I appreciate that. We're going to get back to some music right now. I just played some Ty Siegel for you. He plays drums on this album and engineered and produced brand new music from White Fence. This is Tim Presley's album. Orange is the name of the LP. It's out on Drag City. We're going to hear a song called So Beautiful. This should, we should dedicate this to Katrina. Shouldn't we?
Yeah, fuck yeah, we
so
should.
So beautiful.
Anything beautiful we dedicate to Katrina.
100%. Radio Valencia.
I was listening to this conversation. Now I sing. Anticipation. You better send me home before I tumble down to the floor. You're so beautiful, but I'm so boring. I'm wondering, what am I doing here? So beautiful, but I'm so boring. If anyone out there really cares about the colors in your hair, my little golden baby, where have all your colors blown up? Where have all your words flown up?
ago.
Right there, some Burnt Ones doing some Velvet Underground on Radio Valencia. I took that off of the 2012 compilation. The Velvet Underground and Nico covered in its entirety by Castleface Records and Friends. Kelly Stoltz on here, Ty Siegel, White Fence, Fresh and Only's, OC's, and of course the Burnt Ones right there. You know, when you play a song like that, it's kind of like on a jazz station when you got to play it all the way to the very last song. No crossfading in jazz. So I couldn't. I felt like I would have insulted them or something. Before that, music there from brand new music from Orcutt, Shelley, and Miller. Bill Orcutt's trio, Steve Shelley on drums, and Miller there on the bass. A Neil Young cover, A Man Needs a Maid. It's the B-side there to that 7-inch featuring David Yao on the A-side. Just before that, Tim Presley's, better known as White Fence, off of the 2026 Orange release. We heard So Beautiful. John Hell is my name. I'm so damn beautiful every Monday night here on Radio Valencia. Transmissions from the Mission going until 10 o'clock tonight. DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet are going to be in. They're a couple. They like to fight on the air, but they do it with music. That's right. They try to beat each other down with music, try to one-up each other, beat each other down, and it's a lot of fun. Stick around 10 to midnight here on Radio Valencia. Temperature's getting hotter. The vinyl is not melting yet. We keep the vinyl in the refrigerator here at Radio Valencia because it's just so damn tasty. We got to make sure that it sticks around and it doesn't go anywhere. And so, you know, make sure that you're staying hydrated. It might actually, did you know it might actually hit 80 degrees in San Francisco? I know. It's okay. I wilt when it turns 68, so I'm going to do my best to just, you know, feel okay about it. Hey, so one of my favorite local bands, Surprise Privilege, who, if you know them, if you know that whole sort of cadre of bands, Surprise Privilege, A False Flag, Cody, the drummer, is the drummer of both bands. Surprise Privilege is such a delight. I really dig in what they're doing. And they have a brand new song out, and Cody sent it to me, and I'm thrilled to have it. So a new Surprise Privilege single for you right here. It's Wasps from Samoa. So there's no H in there. It's just Samoa. Wasps from Samoa. Oh, man, this is so damn good. Right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
Have you ever heard about the Wasps from Samoa? I have. I know them far too intimately. Listen to me and I'll tell you a story. A terrifying encounter where if I wasn't under the blessings of the green LSD god, I would surely be clinically insane. It was summer in San Francisco and I was evicted from the park by city workers who were keeping the area free from those who were not in some exclusive club. I heard later that this was in preparation for a ceremony dedicated to a cabal of pedophiles and sycophants whose plan was to make a ton of noise so baby coyotes wouldn't learn how to howl. It's pretty fucked up, man. Trying to strip away voices so they can't protest or be heard. What the fuck, man? What did coyotes ever do to you, man? What's the deal, man? What are they trying to fucking do, man? What the fuck, man? What the fuck, man? I declared everyone in my park my enemy and decided to dismantle the horrible operation. I would need money. Enough money to explore any options to ensure the destruction of whatever the fuck was going on in Golden Gate Park. And after a strategy meeting with my companions, we decided to go and sell beer, to buy more beer, to sell more beer, to buy more beer, to sell more beer, to buy some acid, and take some acid, to sell more beer, to buy more beer, to drink more beer, and buy some records, and open a store, to sell more records, and buy more beer, and take some acid, to sell more records, and acid and beer. We walked into the park with a wagon full of beer and acid and tried to get money from the coyote-hating fuckheads who were flocking to this pedophile fest in droves. They called us mean names like dirty and retarded and gay, but some were happy enough to give us their fucking money. The plan was going well until we spent all our money on beer and couldn't afford a ticket for entry, so we decided to sneak our way into the evil gathering. Oh. And after running around for a minute and hiding in bushes to avoid CIA and Mossad agents scattered around, we encountered them. Have you ever seen a wasp? Well, I bet you ain't seen ones like these. They brought them here from Samoa for the sole purpose of fucking you up. They'll remember your face and track you down for miles. They've been trained to get into your fucking clothes and eat your flesh and steal your wallet and your left shoe. They picked me up and flew me outside the walls. I was left in a stupor and the venom had made my testicles swell up to a large size, which fed my ego enough for me not to notice the irreparable damage I was doing to my back and my knees while walking home wearing only one shoe. I was so relieved to have survived that encounter that I completely forgot about my plan to annihilate the Festival of Doom. I stayed far, far away from the park and I drank beer until I was sure they had left. And that was the last time I saw the wasps from Samoa.
Stranger, and I'll give you a piece. I am.
Yeah, sounds there from Susie and the Banshees on Radio Valencia. Took that off of the Peel Sessions from 1979. Voodoo Dolly featuring Susie, Steve Severin, John McHugh, and Budgie on drums. Iggy and the Stooges took that off of the 1973 Raw Power, but it's the 19... What year did Iggy remaster that? 97? 97, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yep.
Give Me Danger from the Iggy Pop remaster from 1997. And brand new music there from Surprise Privilege, Cody and the Gang, Wasps from Samoa. You can go see Cody and Pretty from False Flag over at I Hate Records on Hate Street. John Hell, that's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights here on Radio Valencia. It's always such a pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much for tuning in. You know, DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet are going to be in shortly. Beyond All Limits going till midnight every single Monday night. And I'll be back next Monday at 8 o'clock. And what a pleasure, though, having Chip Kimmon come into the studio. Or at least we did a call all the way from Burbank. Really thrilled to have Chip. He's playing a week from Friday, the 29th, over at Bottom of the Hill. It's a 21 and over show. Go check that show out. I know I'm going to be there in the space as well. All right, stick around. Once again, DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet with Beyond All Limits coming up at top of the hour. You can check out all my shows. Go to the Hellfire blog, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com, or you can just go to the Radio Valencia page as well and check it out. You can see all the playlists and the links to all the shows. You got some music, you could send it to us. Station@radiovalencia.fm. Once again, station@radiovalencia.fm. Getting out of here. See you guys next week. Going to finish up with a couple of tracks. Some Mercury Rev off the classic 2019. Actually, it's even earlier than that, isn't it? But their classic record, Bobby Gentry's The Delta Sweat Revisited. We're going to hear Carice Van Houten singing Parchment Farm right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
Life. He's gonna be there for the rest of his life. Well, he's gonna be there for the rest of his life, and all he ever did was shoot.